Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Welcome back into Sports Talk. We are at the Treasure Chest Casino. It's our Treasure Chest Thursday. Enjoying the views, the gambling, and the food here at the Game Bar and Grill. Now welcoming in from the Locked On Pelicans podcast, Jake Madison. And, man, just a very similar start to the Saints season as the Pels, man. They won their first two and now haven't won a game since. Another brutal one last night, Jake. First off, though, how you doing, man?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on to talk some hoops here.
Definitely. You look at last night's game, and I think obviously the biggest frustration point was seeing Zion Williamson having a rough night struggling, finishes the evening with just 12 points, and something, his turnovers were at least a little bit limited from the eight the previous evening, but that still seems to be an issue for him as well. And just, I don't know what it is. It just seems a lack of confidence from our big man.
You know, I think he's just trying to get into a rhythm, and when you look at how the Pelicans have struggled these past three games and three big losses to not particularly great teams, in my opinion. The Portland Trailblazers aren't good, and the Golden State Warriors were missing Steph Curry, which is a pretty significant thing for both of those games. You know, Zion's struggles in this one last night aren't ranking among, like, the top things. Certainly you want to see him take over a game and dominate, and that comes a game after he worked Draymond Green. He was really efficient in that first game, and to get 31, 33 points, I forget what the exact number was, and he showed, like, oh, yeah, he's Zion Williamson. This is a guy who can be a top 20, top 15, top 10 player in the NBA, and then go completely silent the next night, you know, and not impact the game at all. I think it's just a little bit weird to me. And to me, that's more of a rhythm thing. Draymond Green is a generational defender, and he clearly upped his defense on Zion Williamson. And you would have liked to have seen Zion Williamson counter that more and try and take over this game and, you know, drag the team to a victory. But those type of off nights will happen. If on this four-game homestand you see him struggle as well, that's where I'll start to really be concerned. But it's the beginning of the year. Sometimes you just got to get into a slight rhythm like that. You know, I'm willing to give him somewhat of a pass, not a complete one, but certainly the way he played in last night's game, unable to rise to the occasion, is a big reason why they lost.
Jake, in looking at this team, and you didn't see it in the first two games, but you saw it afterwards. They have no facilitator on offense, you know, on the offensive side. And it goes to show you sort of built this with, you know, with Murray being the guy. He was going to be distraught at turns to drink, and everybody's going to get their shot. And he sort of was helping set up that. So much of it today without Javonte Murray is it's isolation moves. I mean, you're sort of doing this on your own. And I think you see why they traded for him, and it's a big hole, and you got nobody even in the same area code as him to be able to do that, to set other people up for shots. And man, it's almost like watching one-on-one basketball. You don't have that guy that can set up other people to get scores.
Yeah, you know, I think when you look at kind of what they've reverted to offensively, it's a lot of your turn, my turn. You go, I go, between Zion Williamson, Brandon Ingram, and it's not really a cohesive thing. It doesn't look like they're really running an offense. As you said, a lot of one-on-one, a lot of isolation that doesn't involve a lot of other players. And look, they brought in Murray as the big off-season acquisition. They identified they needed a point guard. They went out and got one. They used him all in training camp. They used him all in preseason. And now he's not there, and that's going to take an adjustment period, certainly. But I'd also argue you shouldn't look as bad as you do right now. This is still a team with Zion Williamson and Brandon Ingram, and for some of these games, C.J. McCollum too. They shouldn't be putting up under 90 points like they did the other night, I think. You know, just because you don't have a point guard doesn't mean guys can't cut off ball. Doesn't mean you can't do something else in the meantime. And look, it's tough to really kind of change the direction you're going and what you want to do from a philosophical standpoint during the NBA season. You know, since the opening night game, I don't know if this team's fully had like a practice to work in new concepts and things like that. You really only get about 20 practices or so during the course of an 82-game season. So it can be difficult. But while Murray is their point guard, there's Jose Alvarado on the bench. You know, you've used C.J. McCollum in that capacity before. Guys can still move off ball. Now, you can still run your offense, even if it's not DeJounte Murray and it's someone else in there. It might not be as good. It might not work as well, but you can at least do that. But you're not even seeing that from the New Orleans Pelicans right now. And that, I think, is what worries me so much about what we're seeing from them offensively. Murray's a good player, and I don't want to devalue him here in the slightest, but if he's the only reason guys cut, if he's the only reason you run pick and rolls, and you don't do those same sort of actions and movements with another point guard out there, there's bigger problems here with the team, and that's how I viewed these past three games. It's one thing to lose them. It's another thing to lose them in such dramatic fashion and disappointing fashion. You know, you talk about losing Murray. The Golden State Warriors didn't have Steph Curry. And in that first game, they still took 46 threes. They didn't really miss a beat without him there. Certainly, he's the better player. He's going to elevate them. But they still kind of have an identity, core concepts they want to go out and execute. Pelicans should have those with DeJounte Murray. And even if he's out, you still do that, even if you're not as good as it. But you're not really seeing that from the team. And to me, that's what's kind of worrisome with it and something the Pelicans need to figure out. Because, look, you're going to be without Murray for 5-6 more weeks at a bare minimum.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Yeah, it's like no identity. And the lack of, too, almost energy. Almost looked like somebody like Dracula visited all of them overnight and drained them from their energy. And you see it a little bit early in the game, and then all of a sudden, it's like there's nothing left. And I think you saw it two nights ago. You saw it last night. This team down the stretch, no energy at all. And the turnovers are so big. And sometimes defensively, there's really no defense here. So that's a lot of troubling things on this basketball club today.
Yeah, I agree. Look, the turnovers Murray would help with, certainly. But in that first game against the Golden State Warriors, I didn't think the Warriors' defense was particularly amazing. At times it was, but it was at times like a defender just breathed on a Pelican and they dropped the ball and lost the ball, and all of a sudden the Golden State Warriors were racing down the court, for a steal. I think they hit 31 points off turnovers in that game. That's where you really lost it. You know, you're an NBA player. You don't need to lose the ball as much. And while Zion has less spacing to work with, you've got to run some actions. You know, even came from, you know, out of timeout plays where you call a timeout, you have a chance to drop a play. They just drew up an isolation play for Zion Williamson. In that first game against the Warriors, Jordan Hawkins, the three-point shooter on the team right now, took one three-point attempt. Is there not a way to kind of generate those kind of looks and shots? They took 22 three-point attempts in that game. Their goal is 40 this year that they've been very public in talking about. It just seems like this team is a little bit listless at the time, and they're just lost, and they don't really know what to be doing, and it's carrying over into other ways. You mentioned the defense, Mike. That's been their calling card the past couple of years. They've always been a good defensive team under head coach Willie Green, but right now they're allowing points in the paint at a rate they've never done before. A team with Zion Williamson is losing the points in the paint battle every single night so far. That's a big concern. This team wants to get steals. They need to get set, get their defense back, and then try and get those steals. And they're not capable of doing that right now. No Herb Jones in last night's game is certainly a part of it. No DeJounte Murray, too, because he's made an all-defensive team in the past. But to just not try on that side of the ball is the biggest thing. And that makes me wonder if they're tuning the head coach out a little bit, if he's just not getting through to them, because you shouldn't see that. There was a play late in the fourth quarter in last night's game where Brandon Ingram just lost sight of his man. It was Brandon Podziemski, and he passed the ball to the corner and then just cut straight down, right, just straight towards the basket from the top of the three-point line. And Brandon Ingram, who was staring at him, seemed like unprepared for that sort of thing, like just didn't really know what was going on. And I thought that was emblematic of what you've seen from the team. That shouldn't be the case under a Willie Green coach team, but that's kind of what you're seeing right now. And that's why I view this upcoming four-game homestand as kind of make or break. This is a really important year for the New Orleans Pelicans, obviously. They need to show some growth here. And in a Western Conference that's going to be really competitive, every game matters. You know, we want to see them winning at the end of the season and peaking, but that does you no good if you're not in the playoffs because of losses earlier on in the year. The games right now count in the standings just as much as ones at the end of the year do. And dropping three winnable games, three games you probably should have won that the Pelicans were favored in when it came to those, is really disappointing and something that could come back to bite you. So they need to figure this out, not even sooner rather than later, but right now before this four-game homestand.
Jake, looking at two, you mentioned the four-game homestand about to start for this banged-up Birds squad. What can we expect out of this Indiana Pacers team coming into the Smoothie King Center tomorrow? I know they had a rough game, a wild-scoring game last night against the Boston Celtics.
Yeah, look, this is a team that's going to get out and run and score, so you better bring the energy because they certainly are. They play lightning fast, led by Tyrese Halliburton. They're actually one of my favorite teams to watch with the way they play. Not a whole lot of defense there, so you're going to need to kind of keep up with them when it comes to scoring. And if New Orleans can't score against this Indiana Pacers defense, there's real big issues here when it comes to the offensive design of this team. But this one should, in theory, be a track meet with two teams that aren't defending right now. You know, it could come down to math. And, you know, when I've come on with y'all before, I've talked about this. The Pelicans need to shoot threes. They look like they're running a version of offense from 1990 or so right now, and that's not going to cut it in 2024. You look at the Golden State Warriors that first game, they doubled them up from threes and makes. And you can go bucket for bucket with a lot of other teams, but if you're making twos and they're making threes, they're pulling away from you every single shot, and you're never going to catch up in that regard. You kind of need to take that approach with the Indiana Pacers. You're going to need to keep up with them scoring-wise, so you need to make sure you're prepared for this. And this could be a game that's like 145-140 at the end of it.
Follow him at NolaJake on X or Twitter. Thank you for the time, Jake. And you can check out, obviously, all his work on the Locked On Pelicans podcast. Hopefully we can get back into that win column tomorrow. Appreciate the time, Jake.
Thank you, Jake.
Of course, thanks for having me on, y'all.
For all things Pelicans, make sure you subscribe to the Locked On Pelicans podcast on the Odyssey app, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.